I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So please be seated, and many thanks again to Shirley for sharing some things which have helped her to pray. I'm going to talk about two things which are happening this week to help us to pray. I'm going to talk about them in reverse order. The first is try praying and all that that is about, and the second is our prayer room. So first of all, try praying. You saw the banners, whichever way you came from, towards the church this morning, encouraging us to try praying. And the sides, we're going to hand out some booklets as fast as they can now, so take a handful and pass them along. This is a booklet which is for us all to have, whatever age we are. There is a children's one, there is an adult one, there are some young people's ones. And so everybody needs to have a booklet to use during the week. And basically what this booklet does, as you'll see when it comes round, this is the adult one here, it has something to do each day for a week, something very short and simple to do. And the idea is that we use this over the coming week, possibly over the next fortnight. When it comes to Pentecost, which is two Sundays' time, the idea is that you use it and lose it. You lose it by giving it to somebody else for them to read. Because at Pentecost, the church went out, was sent out to invite others to get to know God for themselves, to try praying themselves. And this booklet is really written for those who aren't Christians at all, those who are on the edge of things, might be interested in finding out more. And the idea is that we give it to them and invite them, if you'd be interested, try reading this and using it during the week. So that's the idea. And if you go on the website, trypraying.co.uk, then you will see lots of examples of people who've seen banners up and thought, well, it can't hurt. I'll try praying about that big issue that I've got in my life. And they found their prayers have been answered. And there's some wonderful, wonderful stories of people's testimonies to answered prayer who weren't praying people beforehand. So this is part of an invitation to pray, which isn't just about ourselves within the church. As the book it says on almost page one, the adult one, actually loads of people try praying at some points in their lives, and it's encouragement to give that a go. So we're going to watch a video now, which Michael's going to play for us. This is the person who had the idea for this scheme, and we're going to listen to what he has to say.
Try praying. It's an idea. It's for people who aren't religious and don't do church. I was like that myself years ago when, as a decent, self-respecting agnostic, I'd argued my way with a guy who was confident of his faith and surprisingly found there's an awful lot of evidence for this Christianity thing. So I prayed, and it was a totally unreligious setting where I prayed. It was the second floor of the West Wing, Birmingham University Library, maths books in front of me. And this was my prayer. It was, God, if you're there, and I'm not sure you are, but if you're there, I want to get to know you. And I had a little PS. It was, PS, I don't want to kid myself about it. I want to really know you. And it was that prayer and the answer to that prayer that completely changed my life. I knew that Jesus was for real, and he was at work in me from then on. So that's my story. And try praying. It's an invitation for anybody, anywhere, just to get into the same kind of thing themselves. We've got this website, there's an app, there's a booklet, there's a kids booklet, there's a youth booklet as well. And it's just an invitation for people to check it out themselves to get onto a faith journey. Come and join in.
It's really a very simple idea, and I particularly warmed to it when I came across it because it's exactly my own story. At the age of 18, when I was in the sixth form from a completely non-church going background, I'd hardly darkened the doors of a church ever, apart from probably for a couple of months when I was aged seven. At the age of 18, I had a friend who said, well, give it a try. And I thought, well, it can't hurt. And so I tried praying as a cold experiment to see if there was a God. And it was a very selfish prayer. I didn't know anything about prayer. My record player had been broken for about 6 months. And I was really into my music and really upset that my record player didn't work anymore. So I thought, well, I'll try it. I prayed for my record player to work. And it had literally been broken for 6 months, but I pressed the button and it worked perfectly. And it was like, whoa, this thing is powerful. It worked. And then a couple of days later, I went with some friends on our motorbikes down to the beach to play football late in the evening and sort of jumpers for goalpost kind of thing. I put my glasses down, but of course, by the time we'd finished playing football, the posts had gone, and actually I couldn't find my glasses in the dark. There was no way. So I had to leave my moped there at the beach, went on the back of someone else's bike to get home. The next morning they took me down to the beach again on their bike, and where on earth had we been playing football on this beach? We'd moved, but there'd been lots of jumping off sand dunes and all sorts of other stuff going on. I had no idea where to look for my glasses on the beach. So I just stood in the middle of the beach. This is Bournemouth Beach at Sandbanks. And I just went, Lord, show me where my glasses are now. And I was pointing straight at them. There they were. Now, I've since learned that prayer doesn't always work like that. But in those early days, God is very, very gracious. He was very, very gracious to me. And those encouragements, my record player suddenly working, suddenly finding my glasses, and then actually as I continued the experiment of prayer, to try praying, see what happens, I found my relationship with my stepmom, which had been quite strained, got much better. I found swearing. I didn't want to swear anymore. That just sort of cleared up. There were various things which just I sensed God was helping me in answer to those prayers. And there are loads more stories, as I say, on the website, the Try Praying website, of people who found that just trying prayer as an experiment is really worth doing. So the invitation is to pray. And you've got the prayer which the man said on the video there on page 4 in the adult booklet. God, if you're there, and I'm not sure you are, but if you are, I want to know you. I don't want to fool myself. I really want to know you. So as I pray this week, please make yourself known to me. It's a very simple, honest prayer, encouraging one another to give it a try, to start what could be a lifetime adventure of getting to know God. And there's a great prayer. If you look on page 8 in the adult one, it says, God, it feels a little strange talking to you, but I'm giving it a go. Perhaps you're closer than I think. If that's true, then I'm not going to ask for a sign, but I am going to ask that you will remove anything that stops me from seeing you. Now, that is a dangerous prayer, but if there is a God, is it not self-evidently a prayer worth trying? This booklet, I think, is brilliantly written. It is cringe-free. It doesn't assume that people already know loads of stuff about Christianity. It's just encouraging folk to give it a go. And in the back, you'll see there are some questions about prayer. Am I being deluded? What is the Holy Spirit? What about unanswered prayer? What about suffering? How do I go about praying? And so on. It's just a very simple introduction. There are obviously more resources on the website for people to chase up if they want to take it further. The idea for us is that we take this booklet away, use it for a week each day, use it and then lose it. And part of what we need to be praying as we're using it ourselves is, who could I give this to? Who do I know in the family or a friend or a neighbour who might actually be interested? Lord, lead me to that person who you're already wanting to get to know and to speak with. So I think that's a really exciting thing for this coming week, this coming couple of weeks, for us to be doing, and to which will help us to be praying and not just praying about ourselves. Now, in this booklet, you'll see on page 7 on the adult one that we're encouraged to identify a big issue. What is it that you would really want to pray about, which would be like the main thing that, as your prayer experiment, you would want to try with God? And what we're going to do is we're going to write that thing down now. So in front of you, you have got a pen and to share with your neighbour, and you've also got little paper chain coloured strips. And the idea is that on the back of the coloured paper chain, if you'd like to hold that now, and get the pen, and on the back of it, on the white side of it, we're all going to write our big issue. The thing that comes to your mind now, you might want to change it during the week, but for now, what would be the thing that would be your big issue that you would want to pray for and about? And whilst you're doing that, whilst you're writing that out, I'm going to tell you about the other thing that we're doing, which is the prayer room. And we've already started a prayer paper chain in there from last Sunday evening, in actual fact. So this, what we're going to do is we're going to join this paper chain up to that one, and it will fill the roof of the prayer room, is the idea, that our prayers, our big issues that we're offering to God, will be represented there. But in the children's booklet, it says you can start praying. Day one says anywhere, day two says you can pray anytime, day three says you can pray about anything. Of course you can pray anywhere, anytime, about anything, but the story of Moses that we heard earlier about him setting aside a tent of meeting was about planning to meet. And we heard from Shirley every morning, every evening, actually making an appointment with God, if you like. So being a bit more organized about it, so that your relationship can grow and get deeper. And Moses learnt to pray face to face with God, and God with him, speaking with him like a man with his friend. So there are three things I want to just say briefly about our prayer room. Firstly, there's nothing special about the room. Pete Gregg in his book points out that the 24/7 prayer room where the church was born 2,000 years ago, the original upper room, has thankfully long since disappeared. He says birthing pools don't make babies, but the 3,000 who were born that day on that first Pentecost into the kingdom of God are with us still and have passed that faith on down to us. So there's nothing special about the room, firstly, but secondly, at the same time, there is something very special about our prayer room, because it can become a place of direct encounter with God. We've got to be honest, so much of our faith as individual followers of Jesus, if we're not careful, can amount to a succession of second-hand spiritual experiences. We sing hymns about spiritual experiences, we listen to sermons about spiritual experiences, we read books about them, but it's all other people's encounters with God. Alone in the prayer room for an hour, we're invited just to meet with God face to face, without a middleman getting in the way. An experience for those who have run prayer rooms is that sometimes that happens most powerfully of all. The best shifts in the prayer room are the ones in the middle of the night, that timeless zone between 2 and 4 a.m., where there can be an electric sense that you are keeping watch alone with God. The rest of the world is asleep, and you're there with him and he with you in a very powerful way. And it can be a beautiful thing when that experience just grows, and you find your prayer is transformed from something which previously was boring and difficult into something which becomes completely addictive. That sense of soaking in the transforming presence of God, which is what you and I were created to do. To be in relationship with our Father. So, your prayer paper chain, hopefully you've now written down what your big issue is. The challenge now, St. Mary's, is to join those up into one big prayer chain. Now, this will require skill. It will require you to lick and to make your prayer chain into one which joins onto somebody else's. Now, that will work along the pew nice and easily, but you've got to leave a loose one at the end to join it on to either the pew behind or the pew before. So if you'd like to start doing that, the sidesmen are coming round with some joiner links and some staplers. We're going to do our best to create one great big long prayer chain. And then whilst that's happening, and please do chat amongst yourselves whilst the vicar's preaching. You want to do that every Sunday anyway, so you've got complete liberty to do it. I'm going to say a third thing about the prayer room and the experience there, which comes from a quote by the great Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon. who said, "Prayer itself is an art. Only the Holy Spirit can teach us." He says, pray for prayer. Pray until you can really pray. And the great thing about the prayer room will be that it's a place where we can learn how to pray, which happens simply by praying. We're going to have a crash course, if you like, in this week, the following week, for the whole year of prayer. And we've come up with these few things to help. So the Try Praying booklet and signing up for the prayer room are the two key ways that we're offering. And in the prayer room, there will be masses of creativity with ideas to help us through the phrases of the Lord's Prayer. That's how it's going to work. You can either use those ideas or not use them. You can turn up with your own thing that you bring to help you with to pray. You can come with a friend. You can come as a family and pray in that space. And I want to say huge thanks to Karen Inglis Taylor and to Sarah White and to others who have been involved in helping set up the prayer room. It isn't yet kitted out. If you go up and have a look there, you'll see it's just getting ready. It's all been cleaned. It's a space which has already been prayed in, but there will be lots of creativity in there to help us to pray. Second thing is to say I'm leading the informal service this evening at 6:30 p.m. where we're working our way through the same course that our church home groups are following, which is an excellent course, again based on the Lord's Prayer, called the Prayer Course. And this evening we're going to be looking at the subject of, is it okay to ask God for stuff? Now, lots of people have a problem with asking God for things. You heard in our gospel reading Jesus saying, giving a categorical promise, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And I really love what it says in the youth booklet on this one. There is something about unanswered prayer in the adult one, but also in the children one, it says, in the youth one rather, it says on day 5, asking for stuff, someone says, well, I'm well excited about this praying malarkey, so I can ask for stuff, and because he's God, he's got to give it to me. Yeah, so I'm going to ask to win X Factor, get a sweet car, and the hottest girlfriend ever. Thanks, God. Woohoo! Treating prayer as an Aladdin's lamp. Well, and the booklet is brilliant on this. It says, I'm sure you've realized that prayer doesn't quite work like this. But God does say that we can ask him for stuff. God has a perfect plan for you and the people who you know. He has good gifts waiting to give us. He's just waiting for us to ask. The more we get to know Jesus, the more we'll know what the right stuff to pray for is. Not just stuff we think we want. This could help with exams, home life, health problems, anxiety. I very much found that when I started trying praying when I was a teenager myself. The stuff God wants to give you is actually more important than the latest gadget or toy. We're going to be thinking more about that this evening, about the challenge for those of us who've given up asking for stuff, to grapple again with the promise of Jesus and the invitation to work with him in prayer. So we're going to be thinking about that this evening. If you want to think about that, then come along 6:30 p.m. up in the church centre. There'll be nibbles and coffee and tea and stuff as well. Also on Thursday evening, we launch our prayer vigil, our 10-day prayer vigil, with a service here in church for Ascension Day. And I'll be saying more about prayer at that. And also on the following Sunday, I'll be preaching on prayer as well. So this really is a concerted time of learning about prayer. But I just said you learn about prayer actually by praying. So the challenge is to take away your booklet, to use that, but also to sign up for the hour in prayer. There are three ways you can sign up. One is to sign up here in church, and we've printed off the latest schedule for that. You can add your name to that. We're roughly, I think we're over halfway there in terms of the prayer slots being filled. There are slightly less than 240 hourly slots. Every church family member is invited, warmly encouraged by the vicar to sign up for an hour when it suits you. You can either sign up immediately after the service, or you can phone up the office and they will book you in, or the easiest way is to do it online. You then know exactly what you've got. You get sent an email reminding you of what you've signed up for and so on. But we're doing a fantastic job of filling those hours, and look forward to the sense of as this paper chain is being joined link to link to link, so our praying is joined link to link to link by physically turning up in the prayer room. Jesus said, would you not watch with me for 1 hour? That's the challenge for us to do that in that 10-day period. If you haven't signed up, then please do so. I want to say some of us have been rather greedy because we just want to spend loads of time in there and have signed up for loads of slots. I'm one of those people. And I'm very happy to gobble up the leftovers. If things aren't signed up by Thursday, then some of us will just take the rest of them. But you do need to book in before Thursday because otherwise they're all going to go. If you find there's only 1 hour slot that you can manage and it's already taken by somebody else who's already put themselves down for loads, then please tell the office and we will get that person to move. That isn't a problem at all. So basically, any time you want in the 10 days for 1 hour. I've said loads of things to help you in there. We're going to have loads of teaching on prayer, but I reckon the main way we're going to help one another learn to pray is through our mutual support, that sense of teamwork that we have together. And it's a privilege to be part of a church family which is rising to the invitation to pray, your kingdom come. We're doing it in concert with our fellow Christians all across Sussex. On Pentecost Sunday, we'll be gathering. We're invited to gather with them Sunday evening, 7 o'clock. There's a huge service in the cathedral, which will be us all gathering together. But we're gathering with fellow Christians all across the world as part of this challenge. It's a great invitation. Do accept it from Jesus, who said, pray that the kingdom of God may come.